This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Northeastern states remain in the grip of severe floods and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and assured full support for relief and rehabilitation. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives so far in flood and landslide-related incidents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chatain in Lachain. Our correspondent reports that the Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Chatain. In Manipur, 643 villages, mostly in Imphal East districts, are reeling under flood fury, leading to the displacement of around 1,65,000 people. Talking to Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Prime Minister Modi assured all possible assistance from centre in dealing with the flood menace in the state. NDRF, SDRF, police, paramilitary force and others are continuing rescue operations in flood-affected areas. In Arunachal Pradesh, 12 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents. The India Met Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
The CDS also said that Operation Sindoor, which was launched as a swift and precise response to the brutal Pahalgam terror attack, targeted terror camps across the border and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack and country's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. A meeting of the INDIA bloc was held in New Delhi today, which was attended by its members including Shiv Sena UBT, RJD, Congress, SP and TMC. Leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said there are serious questions facing the nation about the terror attack, killing of civilians, the announcement of ceasefire and the implications on national security and foreign policy. Maharashtra School Education Minister Dada Bhuse today announced that the state will introduce basic military training for students from class 1. State Minister stated that retired soldiers will play a key role in imparting training alongside sports teachers, members of the National Cadet Corps and scouts and guides. India's Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, GRSE, and Norway's Kongsberg Oslo signed an MOU which paves the way for India to build its first ever Polar Research Vessel, PRV, indigenously. The MOU was signed today in the presence of Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, in Oslo, Norway. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said, "This MOU is a beacon of hope and progress, signalling India's unwavering commitment to scientific advancement and sustainable development. The vessel will be equipped with the latest scientific equipment, enable researchers to explore ocean's depth, study marine ecosystem and unlock new insights into our planet's past, present and future." In the summit clash of IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 191 runs, Punjab Kings were 52 for 1 in 5.5 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier put to bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 190 runs for 9 wickets. And that is the end of this.